still talking drought, water levels in Australia's largest city continue to drop by the week. And now the New South Wales government says all options are on the table to solve the crisis, including water recycling and an expansion of Sydney's desalination plant. Some water experts say that's disappointing because these discussions should have happened a long time ago and that the state's now on the back foot when it comes to securing its water supply. Thomas Arredi reports.
As the hot and dry months continue, there's concern huge parts of the country are entering unprecedented territory.
I would call it a water emergency because we haven't done the proper planning and we haven't considered a range of options that we needed to.
Professor Quentin Grafton is a water economist at the Australian National University.
I think you'd argue that in good parts of New South Wales, it hasn't been the appropriate planning that we would have expected from a state or local governments. And sometimes local governments are constrained, they just don't have the funds. So it really has to be at a state or state level. In the context of Sydney, obviously there are substantial dams that have been built over the years. It's now less than 50% in terms of the capacity in the context of how much water's in the dams.
45.9% to be exact. And it's dropped by 0.4% in the past week. But for water management expert Stuart Kahn, there's still time to act.
Sydney does have a relatively secure water supply. Warragamba Dam is one of the biggest water storages relative to the size of the population that it serves anywhere in the world. So we store years and years of water, 6 or 7 years of worth of water. So we're down to about below 50% of capacity. That's still 2 or 3 years worth of water that's available to us.
The New South Wales government says all options are on the table as those water levels continue to drop, including an expansion of the desalination plant, which is currently operating at full capacity. Improving water recycling is also on the cards. It's already happening in Sydney, but the government's looking to improve it. Stuart Kahn says the technology needs to go a step further.
And the only way for a big city like Sydney that you can really take all of the water that's available as wastewater, reclaim that water, and reuse it effectively is to treat it to such a high level that you can safely and reliably put it back into the drinking water supply.
But he's equally concerned that not enough has been done to prepare for the drought.
We're definitely on the back foot in terms of thinking about recycled water as a drinking water supply. It's something that we should have been talking about for decades, and many people have encouraged successive New South Wales governments to talk about it and consider it and investigate the options over the decades during the millennium drought.
For Quentin Grafton, economic solutions can also help to solve the crisis.
Also think about cheaper options like demand approaches. So rather than building a multi-billion dollar supply augmentation, it's possible to actually raise the price as the amount of water in the dams falls. That supports water conservation, for example.
That's Professor Quentin Grafton from the Australian National University and Thomas Arredi reporting there.